1027 Breakfast.
It's Thursday morning, and as you know, around about this time, at 6:45 on a Thursday morning, we invite Reverend Shona into the studio, and she's here with us this morning. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Warmer than I was yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that.
Yes, and I hope everyone is warm.
Yes.
But it is a beautiful morning out there.
It is, and especially if you put your car in 27 degrees on the way in, which is exactly what I did.
I did 29.5.
29.5, that's impressive.
Very.
Good morning. So, Shona, what are we talking about this morning?
I've spoken before about perspective and how our perspective of things influences the way we experience life.
Yes.
And how it impacts on our whole experience of life. So if you have a good perspective of something, we enjoy it. If we don't, we don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein said one of those parameters is relativity. So I'm not going to go into the scientific theories of relativity.
Right.
But I'm going to use a quote that's fairly commonly used where he says that if you spend 2 hours with a beautiful woman, Bunny's case, a handsome man, mm-hmm. it seems like a second. If you spend a second sitting on a red hot cinder, it seems like 2 hours.
That's true. Yeah.
Absolutely true. So he said, that's relativity. I think all of us can relate to that. We know that in certain circumstances, when things are good, time passes fast. Mm. When things aren't so good, time passes slowly.
Yep.
So you're 2 weeks away, Parky, will probably go quite fast.
Yeah, don't say that.
And slowly for us. Because we'll miss you.
Aww.
Simon, you've been nice.
I know.
I'm being facetious.
Now, I ran a youth group for many, many years, and my youth group at one stage got quite materialistic, comparing right. themselves to each other all the time. Who yep. had the latest cell phone, where, who lived where, who went to what school, what parents drove, the name brand clothes they had. And a friend of mine ran a youth group in an informal settlement. So I took my youth group along there. I thought it would be good for them to mix and to get to know each other and to just share together. As we drove in, there was absolute silence in the bus. And the silence, I think, was because the youth had never seen the face of poverty before.
Mm.
Anyway, as the afternoon went on, they all got on. We had icebreakers, sang songs, everyone was playing different games. And then came a time when the other youth group challenged my youth group to a soccer match. One of the youth, unfortunately, only had one leg and one crutch. That's all he could afford. And he didn't have shoes on, but he could play soccer. As he played soccer, he played extremely well. And that group thrashed my youth group. On the way home, all we heard about was how they could not believe how well this young man played. But not only that, they couldn't believe how happy he seemed, how he seemed absolutely fine with his situation.
Mm.
And for a long time in the youth group, there was no more talk about who had what and who had more expensive things than the other. And I think that's what comparison does. It often leads us to dissatisfaction with our lives. So if you're feeling dissatisfied today, maybe it's just because you're looking at other people who might have more than you.
Mm.
You forget about the blessings you actually already have.
Mm.
Betty Chung said something that I often carry in my heart. Comparison with ourselves leads to improvement. And I like to compare myself with myself and do better. Comparison with others leads to envy. And I'm going to say envy and dissatisfaction with our own lives. So if you have a job, maybe you're not entirely happy. Think of millions of people who don't have one. If you don't like your house, be grateful you have one, especially in this cold weather. If you don't like the food on your table, think of people who have nothing to eat. And so I think a lot of our dissatisfaction is because of relativity, and how we experience life will depend then on our perspective. That perspective is influenced by how we compare ourselves to others. And perhaps we shouldn't be doing that at all. There's no judgment for anyone. I think we all do that. But if you're feeling dissatisfied today, take a moment, count your blessings, because I'm sure you'll see that there are many blessings in your life.
As they say, comparison is the thief of joy.
I would agree.
I like that line.
I do like that.
That's very good, yeah.
Simon's been nice and profound today.
I know. Like an onion. Layered.
You do know that we've got a special guest coming in. We've had big stars on the radio this week. I mean, we had Hugh Page, former cricketer. That was yesterday. We had Gerda Steyn yesterday. Today, an even bigger name is coming after you.
Scarlett.
Yes, Scarlett Hill.
We can't wait.
That name in light, you can imagine it.
On the marquees.
Ladies and gentlemen, starring the one and only Scarlett Hill.
Branded in Hot 1027 clothing.
Well, that's where she's going to start her career, indeed. There we go. Shona is back with you on Sunday morning for a full 30 minutes here on Hot 1027 between 6 and half past. And, of course, she will be on our socials this morning from around about, well, I don't know, an hour from now, I'd imagine. Just have a look at your Facebook and you'll find all the details there. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, and you.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.